I'm Linda Mariano. This is Triple J. And just before I was speaking to Lucy Smith and you about how I just had a little something that I wanted to tell you, I also told Lucy that I wanted to do it on my own, just with you. So that's what we're doing right now. I'm leaving Triple J and I'm going to be leaving at the end of this year. And I feel like you can hear my heart pounding. I've been here for a really long time. And you know I love this job. You know I love it. It's hard work. We're here day in, day out. There are people looking at me right now, which is very strange. And I'm very sorry if you're listening to this in a workplace or maybe on a job site or something, because I feel like I'm bringing the mood down, man, killing it. But I just have so much genuine love and passion for this station and for what I've been able to do with you for so long. You probably weren't listening in 2007, but that was actually when I started here. I took over from Miff Warhurst and did Lunch. And then the year after that, in 2008, I did Drive with Scott Dooley. And had so much fun and got to call up Manonna every week and ask her weird questions. And then I went away for a few years. And when I returned in 2012, I had the honour of coming back here with really open arms and creating an incredible new releases program called Good Nights, which I was then on for a number of years before the amazing Bridget Hustwaite took over. And now I've stepped into doing mornings and it has been the best. I didn't think that I would love this shift as much as I would ever love it. Been able to do things like Inspired and F Off Fridays. And you know that because you obviously listen to Triple J, that radio can be so intimate. And if you really love it, it can be magic. Because it's so genuine at a place like this. People always ask, like, oh my God, it's such a dream. So you get a dream job. You get to do Hottest 100s and what's it like talking to Denzel Curry? And oh my God, you got to sit down with Flume and get really deep on like how he talks about music. But actually, fuck that, because the reason that we're here is you. And when people ask me what I love about my job, yeah, it's that I have the honour of turning on a microphone and having a voice and sharing records that we love and we think are worth being excited about. And sure, it's cool getting free tickets to festivals, but the thing that sticks in my head is like talking to Jordan from Tasmania, who really wanted to hear My Neck, My Back on Good Nights. I played it for him. Or like talking to Abby and her sister in the car for F Off Fridays and she would headbang to Violent Soho. Or like Nicola from Prawn, who needs to hear Gang of Youths because she's just been broken up with and she's making Polish dumplings with her grandmother on the weekend. Like, that's why we're here. That's what I'll miss. I'll miss you. But I've always cared so much about progression and change, and that's what I've always believed in. And I really love moving forward and having things to look to that are going to challenge us. And that's why I'm so excited about what's going to happen to this station in 2020. Yeah, there's going to be changes and change is good and you have to go with it. And I'm really excited about things that I'm going to be doing next year, but I am really going to miss you. But we've got a while. We've got another month. My final show will be on December 13. So until then, we'll be hanging out. And yeah, thank you so much. That's it. And I'm crying like a little douchebag. So yeah, anyway, I'm Linda Mariano and thanks for everything.